Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in, my friends. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study. King James Version, of course. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for that grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Watchman comment. The word loins here is descriptive of the place where the Hebrews thought the generative power resided, while the mind was understood to be a facility of understanding, feeling, and desiring. These were things the Hebrews felt needed protecting, and rightly so. So as the Bible teaches, the intentions of the heart are very important. For the revelation of all this will come at the appearance of Christ Jesus, and will then be visible to all who have ears to hear and eyes to see the spiritual manifestation of all truth at the second and last coming. Jesus means Jehovah is salvation, and Christ means Messiah, the Son of God, the Anointed One. Enough said, get right and get ready.
Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for as the time of my gathering draws near, I shall cause the earth to change. It will change like never before. Upon those who do not love me will come a dark time, but upon those who love me, the sun will shine, saith God. For I love my own and will protect my own, but upon the earth that rejects me, this time of change shall bring a darkness like they've never seen. Their understanding shall be darkened before the moon is darkened. Their mind shall be sluggish, and they will wonder why they cannot think and understand like they used to understand. For this cloudiness must come upon them, that the victory that will come with the gathering might be recognized by all as by my hand, saith God.
And now, my friends, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from 1 Corinthians, the King James Version. My. In this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men, like others give you. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 3 and 4. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, and exhortation, and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Watchman comment, edification is the act of building or building up, while exhort means to console or to comfort or to encourage in a persuasive manner such as true truth prophecy. a prophecy that stirs hearts and encourages them to receive God's word and the person chosen by the Spirit of the Lord to deliver Yahweh's word. Amen. Verse 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Now remember, edifieth means to build up. So the unknown tongue builds up the one that speaks it. And that's the truth. While the one who speaks prophecy builds up not only himself, and that's the truth, but the church, which is any gathering or assembly of people commanding the attention of especially the unsaved. My, oh my, there's a lot to this, isn't there? Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand, amen. So, get right and get ready. There was no sponsor for the second half of last Saturday's program. So Alex and Bobby and Juanita, all from Virginia, have covered that deficit. Now tonight, Mark from Wisconsin obeyed Yahweh and is spiritually sponsoring all of tonight's program. Father, bless Brother Mark, and thank you, Lord, for touching Mark's heart. Hallelujah, amen. And also, Father, touch the hearts of all those listening tonight, Lord. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs International Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. Glad you're listening. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Seven major prophetic signs of the second coming. Number one, Jesus will be in the land. Ezekiel chapter 36, 8 through 12. Ezekiel 37, verse 21. Number two, Jerusalem will be in Jewish hands. Luke chapter 21, verse 24. Number three, a Muslim coalition armed and led by Russia will attack the Holy Land. Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 through 6. Number four, the ancient Roman Empire will reemerge as a political force. Revelation chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. Number five, the world will embrace a single religion. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Number six, the world will accept a single government. Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. Number seven, Babylon will reemerge as a prominent city in world affairs. Revelation chapter 18, verses 2 and 3. Birth pains also. Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 through 8. My. Continuing. Pestilence watch. Bird flu outbreak concerns rattled nerves across the globe. The new swine flu strain, H3N2V, has shown at least some potential for human-to-human transgression. The 12 people with the new swine flu strain live in Indiana, Iowa, Maine, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, and there may even be more at the time of this announcement. Watchman comment. Here we go again, my friends. Possibly another false pandemic. Some call it false flag. So they can sell more vaccination as new when it really is mostly the same old they could not sell last year, more than likely. They've got to sell this stuff. That's how they make their money. And that's how they make you sick so they can make more money. Continuing. Ed and Lisa Young, founders of the Texas-based Fellowship Church, spent 24 hours in bed on the church roof and streamed themselves discussing sex live on the internet to encourage married couples to see firsthand the power of a healthy sex life as prescribed in their new book, Sexperiment. My. Watchman comment. That happened on January 15th, folks. And if you are in this so-called church, you better run like Joseph did away from his coat. This is sin, my friends. Though the Bible says the marriage bed is undefiled, and that is true truth, being on a church roof and streaming on the internet in bed, talking about sex, is no doubt, in my mind, sin, and not what God intended, and it closely resembles, at least in my mind, pornography. I'd get out of that church if I were you. Continuing. U.S. national debt now bigger than the economy. The U.S. national debt, now more than $15 trillion, has surpassed the amount of economic output in a single year. My. Watchman comment. If that's the truth, and I think it is, then how are we ever going to pay the debt? Now, what else is the truth of that question? we're not going to be able to pay the debt because it exceeds our economic output in a single year. Continuing. Texas Republican Congressman Ron Paul has cleared the air on where he stands on questions surrounding the natural-born status of U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama by saying he never paid it any mind and that prospective presidential candidate Donald Trump is desperate for attention in bringing it up. Watchman comment, Ron Paul never paid the serious question of constitutional eligibility for a presidential candidate? He never paid it any serious attention? My, my, my. What is wrong with Ron Paul? It is very important Obama is natural born, especially if Obama is a Muslim, and many truths point to that fact that he is a Muslim, some from his own mouth. Here is MP3 audio in Obama's own voice as Obama admits publicly he is a Muslim.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them. I know because I am one of them. I know because I am one of them. But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn. I have known Islam on three continents before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction. That experience guides my conviction. That experience guides my conviction. Assalamu alaikum.
Continuing. Ouch! I just tripped over the shattered pieces of the U.S. Constitution on that one, and I sprained my ankle, I think. As I put pressure on my swollen flesh, I can't figure out or help but notice the bloody stump in the corner of what was posse comitatus and our Miranda rights. Posse comitatus, as you know, is a law that stops our government from using U.S. troops on American soil, and of course Miranda rights is the right to remain silent, the right to an attorney, the right that we are innocent until proven guilty. Gee, where did those rights go anyway? They got lost somewhere. I faintly fear the pain of Obama's voice on the radio introducing the new national anthem. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. After all, does Obama not think that the old Star Spangled Banner song was just too bloody for America? My, oh my. Ah, watchman comment, though I've been doing that. Maybe Barack Hussein Obama would like us to chant the Muslim Allah Akbar instead of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes, we can.
Continuing, watchman comment. If all that was not enough for you to believe me, listen to this. Barack Hussein Obama wants to share U.S. defense secrets with Russia. USA President Barack Hussein Obama signaled Congress that he is prepared to share U.S. missile defense secrets with Russia. Oh boy. The weapons are considered some of the most effective high-speed interceptors in the U.S. missile defense arsenal. There are also concerns that Russia could share the secret data with China and rogue states such as Iran and North Korea. Watchman comment. The O-bomination may be the worst president in American history as he sells America out to its enemies. And that's the truth, amen. Let us not forget, early in Obama's presidency, the president scrapped a missile defense agreement the Bush administration negotiated with Poland and the Czech Republic because Russia didn't like it. Now Barack Hussein Obama is going to share U.S. missile defense secrets with Russia. And when the U.S. gets hit with a nuke, Obama supporters will probably blame Bush. Barack Obama is destroying America and making the U.S. less safe. And if you don't believe that, then you are either not paying attention, brainwashed by the liberal media, blinded by your own political ideology, or not paying attention at all to what is happening and being reported to you by Brother Johnson, God's watchman. My, oh my. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Vatican, the Office of Inquisition, seeks unity of all Christians during 2012. The Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith, formerly known as the Office of Inquisition, stresses the need that all Christians be Catholic. Watchman comment, all Catholic equals one world religion, don't you know? And what does that say about the end times in the Bible? Continuing. A Michigan pastor who says he's doing everything he can to reach out to people who don't feel comfortable at the traditional house of worship has opened a tattoo parlor inside his church. Reverend Steve Bentley, the heavily tattooed pastor of The Bridge, a church located inside a Flint Township shopping center, said his ministry is built on the belief that mainstream religion has become ineffective and irrelevant to most people. To that end, he opened Serenity Tattoo. Watchman comment, this is sin. I wonder, is this the brother of the apostate Todd Bentley who conducted those revivals that fell apart in Florida when he ran off with a woman, not his own wife? I believe it was in Pensacola, Florida. Todd Bentley also had a tattoo parlor in his church and was also very heavily tattooed himself. And he was proud of it. Most people I know that get saved and have tattoos aren't proud of them anymore. The Bible teaches against doing what the heathen do. It is an abomination, and that's what the heathen do. They pierce themselves, and they mark up their bodies. That's what the Word says. Look it up. Continuing. Do you personally know your Creator in these last days? These turbulent and troubling days are only going to get worse. Matthew chapter 24, Revelation chapters 6 through 16. There is nothing we can do to stop what is happening in this world, and that which will come to pass. We are indeed at the Alamo in our nation and our world today. May you objectively look outside of the box of your own time-constrained, subjective worldview. Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 through 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. And place your faith in Almighty God, who so loved the world that he sent and gave his only begotten Son to die for your sins, which are transgressions against Almighty God's righteous standards, and mine also, by the way, John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Do not wait until it is too late for you to change your life and your heart. Pray Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 today, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Continuing. Path to global dictatorship. Our entire world is being reconstructed around environmentalism. Everything is about being eco-friendly, green, the environment, sustainable development, recycling, hybrid cars, and the list is endless. But what most people don't know is that the environmental movement and ecology is a Trojan horse being used to create a new world order, a new world economic system, and a coming of the one world religion. Continuing. You should know about the FBI's massive new biometric database. The FBI claims that their fingerprint database, IAFIS, is the largest biometric database in the world, containing records of over 100 million people. Watchman comment, you thought they didn't have such a thing, did you? Well, they do. Continuing. But that's nothing compared to the agency's plans for next-generation identification. That's abbreviated NGI. A massive billion-dollar upgrade that will hold iris scans, photos searchable with face recognition technology, palm prints, and measures of the gait and voice recordings alongside records of fingerprint scars and tattoos. My. The 1984 book, or is it 81? Don't remember. Big Brother is Watching sure is coming to pass, isn't it? Continuing. Federal workers pressured to approve citizenship papers. When asked whether they had ever been asked by a supervisor to approve applications that should have been denied, 63 of the 254 immigration officers polled, or nearly 25%, answered yes. They had been pressured. asked if they had enough time to interview applicants, 109, or 43%, said they had serious concerns that interview times were too short to make a good determination. Watchman comment, and abomination. Psalms chapter 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart there is no God. Secularists need to relax. They already have their own holiday, April 1st, don't you know? Didn't get it? April Fool's Day. Continuing. New volcanic island in the Red Sea, now here to stay, say scientists. Watchman comment, I told you, it's a fulfillment of one of my prophecies. Continuing. The Earth's newest island is here to stay, say scientists. The island, a mound of lava and ash about 2,000 feet, that's 600 meters across, piled up during the eruption of an underwater volcano in the Red Sea in mid-December. It was initially suspected of being short-lived. Most pileups of volcanic debris and water quickly crumble back to the depths of the sea. But scientists say this one has solidified nicely. Watchman comment, just like I told you before, another fulfillment of one of my prophetic words. It has been partially fulfilled before in years past, but this is a total fulfillment, spoken back Sunday, August 5th, 2007.
Yea, saith the Lord, have you not heard the prophetic words that I have given unto you? Have you not seen then the fulfillments follow? Have you not seen the islands that I told you would come out from the sea? Have you not heard my voice? Have you not known my voice? Why do you still resist it, says the Lord? Do you not believe that when all these things have been fulfilled, and more will come to be fulfilled, that the fulfillment of the second coming of my Son is no less as true, saith God?
Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned, my friends, for another True Truth quick Bible study as the program finishes. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep signs on the air. Are there any faith walkers listening out there tonight in Radio Land who enjoy this program enough to help it stay on the air by sending support to keep signs going, keep signs coming, and help others hear Signs Radio? The ones that can't help? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith walkers, just write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P. O, Box, 1-2-2, Town is Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. That'll repeat in a moment, so you can check what you wrote down. The Bible is how we live, free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Watchman commenting, in this world we will face all kinds of obstacles, trials and tribulations, and we should be wary of any doctrines or teachings that say we shouldn't have to face these things. Why? Why should we be wary of people who say we don't have to face these things? It's simple. Because the Lord said himself, we will have tribulations. You heard it in that verse. So the encouragement he is giving is simply this. You're going to face trials, but God is greater than any problem you will face in this world. Say this with me. God is greater than any problem I have. Come on, now, I know there are many listeners tonight that have problems. Let's say it again, readily speak it, boldly. God is greater than any problem I have. Say it again and really mean it. God is, stop. Do you really believe God is? Do you? Okay, then say it with power. God is greater than any problem I have. Now, what I have done, my friends, is to teach you a very simple form of spiritual warfare. Use it from now on and say with spiritual faith in spiritual power, God is greater than any problem I have. And that's the true truth. Amen. As problems present themselves, we should face them in the power of God and overcome them with Him. Because every problem is an opportunity to exhibit the love and power of God in our lives. And it's often through these situations that the world gets our true testimony as believers in Yahweh. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
When Jesus says, come up here, when Jesus says it's time for you to come home, are you going to be ready? Folks out there in radio land, are you ready? Because the time is getting short. The day is coming when Jesus Christ is going to come back for His people. But the day is also coming and He's going to call you home. He's going to call you out into eternity. Are you going to be ready to go when He calls you?
Thank you, Pastor Moore. I hope they were listening to what you had to say. Please tune in again, my friends, to Signs International Radio. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days, that you live in right now today. That's right, today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, Dave, Northwestern Ohio. Excellent program. Keep in well. Thank you. Maranatha.
Thanks, Brother Dave. Maranatha.
Yes, I'm calling from Quebec, Canada, in the north of Quebec. I receive you loud and clear. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks for that call, my friend. It's sure good to hear that you're listening in Quebec, Canada. Anybody else listening outside the United States tonight, please give me a call. Maranatha, please tune in for a fresh program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 4840 Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time for another new, fresh Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. I make the effort to do the research for you, so I ask you tonight, will you make the effort to write or call to bless me back? And when you write, please pray about enclosing an offering, no matter how small. Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote before. SIGNS P.O. Box 122 LISLE NY 13797. Now for my virtual recorder number that you can dial right now. Slow enough for you to dial it as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. Pretty lonely sitting here speaking to this mic. I don't know if you're out there listening or if anybody can hear me. The only way I know is if you let me know. Here comes that number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Now there might be many dialing at one time and you might get a busy signal. Just use your redial number and try it again, as most calls only last 15 to 20 seconds. Here's the number again. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. It's cheaper to call that number than it is to put this program on the air. Believe me, I could receive a good calls for what it costs to put this program on the air. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending something this week, no matter how small. Thanks a lot. Blessings and Maranatha. Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.